This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
If you love Ute Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular Ute shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat and segments like you've never heard before. Fletcher's World features on ORFM every fortnight, Wednesdays at 4pm, on their websites, podcasts, or on the Ute for Zone app. Kia ora everyone, and welcome to the final show for Fletcher's World Season 2, one of Ute Zone's awesome regular shows. During my last show, I had the pleasure of chatting to one of our Year 7 students, Ruan Harman, about his passion for playing brass. He was recently featured in the One News segment, Good Sorts, which was focused on the Mosgiel Brass Band, which had celebrated its 150th anniversary. Ruan also played the trumpet for me, which was awesome as I got to see him in action. Today, since my final show of the year, I've decided to do something a little bit special and have a Christmas special. So sit back, relax, and prepare for some festive cheer. But first, welcome to Fletcher's Mixtape. This is where I ask special guests for their favourite song choice. I do some research on the background of the song, and we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. Today I asked our Deputy Principal, Mr. Hunter, for his favourite Christmas tune, and he asked for Subi's Christmas. What's the background tune which Kiwis seem to love playing every year? This song takes place during World War One and is a follow-up to the earlier hit, Snoopy vs. the Red Baron. The song is a fictional account how Snoopy was directed to go out and fight the Red Baron on a bitterly cold Christmas Eve. The Baron has Snoopy at its mercy after a long dogfight, but instead of shooting him down, he forces Snoopy to land and offers Snoopy a chivalrous holiday toast. Afterwards, Snoopy and the Red Baron fly their separate ways, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. There was really a Christmas truce in 1914 between the British and German troops, mainly on the Western Front. The trench warfare had created a bit of a stalemate, and the soldiers were able to communicate with each other, negotiate a ceasefire, and even exchange small gifts like whiskey, rum, cigarettes, and chocolates, meaning in no man's land, which was the battlefield behind the trenches. The Royal Guardsmen were a six-piece band from Ocala, Florida. Their single was Snoopy vs. the Red Baron, which was a huge hit, leading to their three sequels, Return of the Red Baron, Snoopy's Christmas, and Snoopy for President. Now let's take a listen to the Christmas classic, Snoopy's Christmas by the Royal Guardsmen.
Ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells. To pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the wide as a Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
"Merry Christmas, my friend!"
The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man.
Awesome song choice, Mr. Hunter. Snoopy's Christmas is a firm Christmas favourite for so many families. Such a great song. Since this is my Christmas special, we need a good Christmas story. So, here goes. It was the night before Christmas. A poem by Clement Clark Moore. Read by yours truly, and Miss Fred. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
The children were nestled or snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to their window I flew like a flash, to open their shadows, whose then threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the lustre of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little older driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment there must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, as course as they came, he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was all dressed in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. He'd a bundle of toys he had flung on his back. He looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held together in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight into his work, and filled up all the stockings, and turned with a jerk, and laying his finger inside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And now for the final installment this year of our Tintin adventure, The Crab with the Golden Claws. The story is the ninth book of Tintin. The story tells of Tintin and Snowy who travel to Morocco to pursue a gang of opium smugglers. And the story marks the first appearance of Captain Haddock. Ms. Free will be reading the character names while I voice all the different characters.
Tintin, the crab with the golden claws. Haddock.
Thundery typhoons! Nothing stops this boy.
Tintin.
The police should be waiting for the Caribou when it reaches Bagar.
Alan.
CN3411, come in.
Tintin.
CN3411.
Alan.
Did you check? Are they dead?
Tintin.
Mission accomplished. Over and out. Imagine the look on Alan's face when he sees the welcoming committee we set up for him.
Haddock.
Just as long as I get my hands before the police do.
Tintin.
You sure we're on the right course for Bagar?
Haddock.
Of course we're on course. It looks like we got trouble ahead.
Tintin.
Uh-oh, we're in for a rough ride.
Haddock.
Get your nose up! Flip your flaps! Full power to the prop! We're gonna crash! Tintin, wake up!
Tintin.
Great snakes!
Haddock.
Hold up!
Tintin.
I'm trying! It's gonna blow! That was close. I don't know where we are, but it sure isn't Bagar.
Haddock.
The storm must have blown us off course.
Tintin.
What'd you find, Snowy?
Haddock.
That's a camel!
Tintin.
That was a camel.
Haddock.
It probably died at first. Marooned in the middle of the desert. We're gonna die!
Tintin.
Take it easy, Captain. Things are not that bad.
Haddock.
You're thirsty. Land first.
Tintin.
Keep moving. We can't give up.
Haddock.
No. I'm going to lie down. Which bed is mine?
Tintin.
Okay. We'll rest in the shadow of this doom. But we can't stay long. How are we going to get out of this one, Snowy?
Haddock.
A bottle of champagne. I'm saved. Confounded cork too tight. Hey,
Tintin.
Captain, take it easy. The heat must be getting into you.
Haddock.
Tintin, look! A lake! We're saved!
Tintin.
Oh, no, Captain. It's only a mirage. Oh. Captain. Where are we? Who are you?
Soldier.
Come with me.
Dull Court.
Ah, there you are. Come in. I am Lieutenant Dull Court, in command of this outpost.
Tintin.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Tintin.
Dull Court.
Take a seat, please, Mr. Tintin. You had us all quite worried. It was sheer luck that we found you. My men come across the wreckage of your plane and followed your tracks. They found the three of you unconscious.
Tintin.
What about the captain? Is he all right?
Haddock.
A drink! I need a drink!
Tintin.
He's all right.
Dull Court.
Good heavens! What are my manners? Name you poison, gentlemen.
Tintin.
No thanks. And none for the captain either.
Haddock.
What? Captain. All right.
Dull Court.
So tell me, what brings you to this forsaken sandbox of ours?
Voice on radio.
We interrupt this program for a special report. Severe weather at sea has caused heavy losses of shipping. The tow and wind have driven the ships Takayika and the Jupiter ashore. An SOS was received from the mission ship called the Caribou, a rescue vessel. Zool searched the area, but no wreckage or survivors were found.
Tintin.
Bungie!
Voice on radio.
It is presumed that the Caribou went down with full hands.
Haddock.
Impossible! To sink without having time to abandon ship. I don't believe it.
Tintin.
Yes, I agree.
Lieutenant, we have to get to Bagar immediately. As soon as we reach Bagar, we'll check in at the harbour master's office. They'll know one way or the other if the Caribajan sank.
Haddock.
Blue, blustering barnacles! Stay tuned for the next exciting installment of The Crab with the Golden Claws here on Fletcher's World next year. Well, that's my show for here. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Take care and have an awesome, safe and festive Christmas and holiday period. Take care out there and see you in the new year. Ka kite ono e Merry Kiramete.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.